Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
You have 45% of your fund committed already. In like a 10 days since you opened this fund, you have to understand that that is lightning fast because other people take 3 to 6 months to fill their seed round.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Hey, everybody, we are back
for another episode of He Said, She Said, and we are doing the RV Chronicles.
Still. Yes, we are still in our RV. Right now, we're what? Going into our fourth week? You're drinking a high noon.
I'm drinking a high noon. It is 6:30 here. You're drinking a Modelo. I wish my high noon was light pink. We've run out. We're getting more.
We're getting more soon. You guys, light pink is so amazing. And I'm not saying that because it's Lori's drink. It's so amazing.
We're actually going to talk about something interesting. But first, I think we should talk about our day because I think I made all of your dreams come true today.
You actually did. I mean, not all my dreams, but so I got to go on a 2-hour train ride through the Black Hills here, through the mountains on in 1880, from the year 1880, steam locomotive. And it was the coolest in fall with fall colors. It doesn't get any better than that. You guys, I'm obsessed with trains.
Ever since I was a kid. Sounds right now.
I know. We need an editing
team. We should get a train whistle.
Okay, done. Careful what you ask for. And then we got to go visit Mount Rushmore. Then we got to kick off our Fast Foundations call, which was super awesome. Is that group have good energy or what?
Yes. And then we went for a hike. Keep talking. Bananas is chewing a bone.
Yeah, now Bananas is like chewing a bone and freaking out over there. So as you guys listen, you're going to hear RV noises. You're going to hear banana noises. That would be our dog, in case you guys are wondering what the heck a banana noise is. And you might even hear Lori drinking High Noon noises. You're getting the real raw Chris and Lori right now. All right.
It's pretty much, here's the deal, you guys. You have to just do full surrender, because there is no such thing as a perfect anything on the road. And I think that's the perfect segue. I didn't even plan that.
There's no such thing as a perfect anything on the road.
Except the perfect segue into what we were going to talk about.
Okay. So I actually did have a subject that I told you, we just got back from a hike and I told Lori, you know what I want to talk about today? I want to talk about this insane drive you have to teach women how to invest in companies and to support women investors more. And here's really where it came from. You know, I had said to you, and you said, hey, I'm not even sure that's a good way to put it, but I don't know how else to say it. So you're raising capital for Light Pink and like you're killing it. You're crushing it. And what I had said was, I love that you are raising money with all women investors. Mm-hmm. Because so we'd be able to just go tap on my guy friends who are used to investing in companies.
Right. And have they love this thing, it. It's what they do.
Yep.
They have money put
it's
away for
already
it.
Like in their familiar zone.
Right.
And have this thing funded in 2 seconds.
They've sold companies before.
Yep. And we had this big realization, like, that's not what this is about. This is about actually creating the space for women to have a chance to invest, creating the space for women to learn about investing in companies, to learn, you know, what is an accredited investor, all of these different things. And you just started like going off in like this awesome way about all the reasons that women need to start participating in each other's businesses more from this standpoint.
Well, I got to have this realization because you and I have now invested in quite a few companies, and mm-hmm. I would never be investing if I didn't watch you invest. I would never understand what it was if I didn't have a partner who invested. And also, I wouldn't even be interested if you didn't kind of bring me along with it. And, you know, have these people who kind of also are educating me through the process of investing, because I want to know about it. You know, to be honest, I think that I just hit this place of wanting to understand, am I going to be like coaching and selling courses and all of these different things my entire life? And I wanted to start looking at the way that other people were making money. And I realized that a lot of people were building businesses and investing, and that's how they were making money that they could do big things on, whether that was this big vision for your life or giving back in a big way. So that really started to get me interested in this topic that was so not familiar to any women that were really in my circle. Don't get me wrong. There were a few, but they definitely hung around each other because they wanted to be talking about these things as well. And a lot of women weren't talking about them. So with that said, I had this moment when we were going, you know, starting to fund the company or starting our plan on what will this look like? Who would we want involved? Who do we want to reach out to? And yes, could it be a much easier road if we went to a lot of our guy friends? 100%, it absolutely could be. It wouldn't be half the phone calls. It wouldn't be half the conversations. But that is the part that I am most excited about, is bringing this topic to women and giving them the opportunity to not only invest in something that could have a big payout or none, because investing in, you know, a person and a startup company is very high risk. So not only giving them a potential huge opportunity, but also a crazy masterclass and education on investing, not just about, oh, I want to be an investor. What does it look like if you want to start your own company? And I started to ask myself this question and wanted to prove this point of, can we fund each other's dreams, meaning women? Can we actually stay in our circles of influence if we all get educated to start funding our dreams and not waiting for permission or waiting for someone to validate us who's invested before or who knows more than us, so we just listen to them and we're scared? Like, what if we really got so empowered that we're the ones making the decisions, launching the companies, and truly in charge of our futures, not waiting for anybody else, but believing in each other's dreams so much, but that we can't help but create these epic new companies that support women, support the world, support whatever you want. It doesn't, it's not just about supporting women. It's about, can we start teaching this demographic, you know, of people who aren't privy to this conversation and prove that we can do whatever we want together.
You know, it's such a great way to build wealth, and it's kind of a boomer bust, to be very honest with you. But when it goes boom, it's a great way to build wealth that so many women are missing out on because they're either not aware that investing in startups is a thing. Mm-hmm. They don't understand how it works.
Oh, I had no idea.
There's
before,
fear
like 5 years
or
ago.
Unfamiliarity around it. There's seriously a lot of reasons that are kind of keeping them, let's say, outside of the fence. Mm-hmm. And this is your big mission is, damn it, time to let women in on the secret.
Yeah.
That this is one of the biggest ways that people build wealth. You know, I'm going to leave some names out for obvious reasons. But you have one woman friend who sold her company for a couple hundred million dollars, mm-hmm. who is now, you know, being a great guide to you. But she built that company by gathering around investors and you know, building the company, and all the investors obviously won when she sold that company. You have another friend, another mm-hmm. woman friend, who sold a portion of her company for how much? 240 or something like that? 240 million?
Yep. Something?
Something big like that. So you've got all these examples of these women that have created massive wealth by either investing in other people's companies or getting investors to grow their company. And then everybody wins upon the exit. Mm-hmm. By the way, when you hear us say exit, that means when the company sells or when it has an IPO, meaning it goes public. Those are the only two times that you get your money out when you invest in a company.
Well, there is another way.
Dividends.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. So there's a lot of different things, you know, that you can do in different ways that you can structure your company for sure. And some people don't want to sell their company right away. So that's another thing that you have to think about when investing. And I know that we had a conversation about what to look for when investing. And that's a separate conversation. But man, there is multiple layers that I just cannot wait to crack open, because I'm going to be doing, like, I don't think I've shared this yet, but I'm totally starting a podcast that's really talking about business and networking. And how, sorry, our dog is just like he's the loudest he's ever been in the history of
bananas. You guys are getting background noises, this is what it's like making it happen in the RV. He's drinking water right now about 2 feet away. He's playing with this damn bone on the tile floor.
It's like, let me make a big announcement. And Bananas is like, rock you, Rom. I don't give a rock. So yes, Bananas has Waffle's voice. I think we just got so used to it. Anyway. With that said, I cannot wait. Like, I am so passionate about this topic as all of these women investors show up, which, by the way, this is getting so exciting. We're about halfway there. We're going to be about halfway there in the next couple of weeks, which is really exciting.
Guys, this is lightning speed. Can I give Lori some props for a minute? When most people open a seed round, they'll take an entire quarter or two quarters sometimes to fill it. So a seed round is the very first money that you bring into a company when you're starting it out with investors. And it's very typical for it to take 3 to 6 months to fill your seed round. You're what, 10 days in?
Yeah. But I don't know. You know that if I'm waiting for the right investors to show up, if I'm waiting for somebody who's super passionate, or, you know, we've talked a lot about strategic investors, and that can be anyone from someone who's crazy passionate to somebody who has, you know, who's going to shout it from the rooftops, or who has some wisdom to share, or who's been in a CPG company before, or who has an epic podcast, or, I mean, it can literally be anything. It's just strategically aligned with the vision who will help move the needle. That's
They're
what I'm
bringing
for.
Something to the table other yes. than just their money.
Correct.
Yep.
Absolutely.
To move the company forward.
So, you know, for the right investors, if it's like I'm coming towards the end and they haven't all showed up yet, I don't mind waiting because we already have the money to get started then.
Yep. Yep.
So we shall see. I would love to do it quickly, but I'm also not in a race because I want the right people.
You completely hijacked my compliment. I was actually halfway through a compliment telling you I'm so proud of you.
Oh, go on.
Because at record speed, you have 45% of your fund committed already in like a 10 days since you opened this fund. You have to understand that that is lightning fast because other people take 3 to 6 months to fill their seed round. So
do you
Lori,
think it's because
in front
I
of the
made
whole world, Jesus, let me give you the compliment. You guys, please, somebody interject here. I'm just trying to finish the sentence.
Okay, I'm Zoom interjecting.
All right, never mind. Take the compliment.
Thank you.
Take it. It's half packaged. There you go.
I like it. I don't really even love gifts aren't my love language.
I can tell.
Hey, words of affirmation are.
Yeah,
that was so great.
You took those words and you
kicked
them off.
Do you know what's so funny? I was like listening while trying to educate. So instead of taking the compliment, I was trying to educate.
You were thinking about something, what you were going to say while I was talking, weren't you?
No.
No?
I wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't at all. I was saying what I wanted to say while you were talking. anyway, so I think this is the end of RV Chronicles for... Wait, are we recording one next week in the RV?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. We have two more of these that'll be recorded.
Oh, damn. We're in here for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I like it. You guys, this is my heaven. Traveling around the country.
This is my edge.
I would never go home if Lori didn't want to. I'm not even kidding.
Lori wants to go home. Not right now. Just eventually. Like, I want a good podcast recording. Like, I want, you know, all of those things.
I get it. All right. Well, you guys, thanks for listening to our rambling about female investors in companies, the importance of it, why it's so important to Lori. Hopefully you learned either that it's a thing and you didn't know that before, or you learned a little bit about becoming a female investor. And it's just one more great way to create wealth that most people aren't letting you in on.
Okay, guys, until next time, earn your happy and make more money.
When good people make good money, they do great things.
I'm sorry. I'm a high noon in.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you got to go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.